Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Archie Manning, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
You got a metalhead back there.
Back there, too.
Yeah, they're both.
You got two metalheads.
Metal taking over.
So, what was coming out of the break? Remind me. Eli Manning. Have you seen that?
Well, that wasn't Eli.
Well, that was Archie.
That was Archie.
Well, that was the guy that he came from. But Archie, or Eli, has a viral video where he talks about how Tom Brady is the GOAT. And all the football players are like, yep. And he's like, I beat him twice.
Mm-hmm.
So like, it was a pretty funny video, like how we put it on him. So
one took, I was at the one in Arizona.
Yeah.
That was the undefeated season.
Speaking of Arizona,
with
would you
the
like
catch
to play,
on the helmet.
Would you like to play a trivia game?
Not really.
Involving the state of Arizona?
Not really.
Really?
Why do you ask a question and then I answer it and then you're like, really?
Well, that's all I have for the segment. Kind of need some participation here. Let's play a game. Just a trivia.
Is this a guessing game?
Yes.
Okay. Three.
All right. There's four questions. All right. So here's the first. Here's the question.
Who cares?
In Arizona, there's a place called Four Corners, and it's where four states touch at the same intersection.
Yeah.
Do you know the four states?
I don't, but I'm going to say Arizona's one of them. Nebraska.
Incorrect answer.
Kansas.
Incorrect answer.
Oklahoma.
Those are where the Chiefs are from.
They're from all three.
Mexico.
Oklahoma, hey, incorrect
how
answer.
About this? This is a better story. We'll get back to your boringness when people need to go to the bathroom.
This is relevant.
You can
next...
bring this up. Hold on. So there is an Indian tribe or okay. tribes or group of people. I took the photo so I can get the info if I need it.
They're called the Commanders.
Who are attempting to sue the Washington Commanders.
Spell sue.
To
like S-U-I act or whatever.
To reinstate the name Redskin.
Okay. I mean, I love it.
I do too.
And if I was...
That would make my game used Todd Yoder Washington Redskin jersey.
And if I was Native American, I would be a lawyer and I would sue, but I would spell it out the other way. And I would brand the whole thing as like headdresses and like, just like the gladiator thing I do now. I would be the greatest like Native American lawyer of all time.
I think you're getting ready to get kissed by a gladiator.
Is it Utah, Colorado, Arizona, and New Mexico?
Did you look at my screen?
Yeah.
I see you got the gladiator visor on. I thought you looked like Tomlinson. I didn't know if you could see me through that thing.
Tomlinson?
Yeah. I remember Danny Tomlinson had the... The shield, you couldn't see his eyes, you couldn't tell who it was. Could have been anybody in that uniform.
Probably was. Three people in the Hall of Fame.
I saw Marshawn Lynch on the Club Shay Shay talking about how, you know, on that fourth and goal, Seattle and Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson interception ended their Super Bowl chances, you know, how the someone in the
front
office.
So what was said? What was said?
It was just like a controversy, kind of like... It was deliberate, like so he wouldn't get MVP.
There was talks about
he was beast mode. He was the most dominant player.
I don't think it was MVP. It was incentives.
Okay,
that's what was said back then
because he had he had two downs and a timeout to get into the touchdown.
Stupidest thing in all of sports I've ever seen.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. You're at the 2 yard line to win the Super Bowl.
And you got the most dominant running back of all time.
Not of all time.
All
of
time.
That time.
The greatest of all time.
Of that time. Marshawn Lynch was having an incredible season.
Do you know what he ate for superpower?
Skittles.
Guy's pretty good.
I loved his answer. I'm only here so I don't get fined. You know, at the media.
That's the correct answer as well. Run it up.
It was ridiculous.
What color jockstrap does he wear?
It was ridiculous. Not handing the ball off. Anybody in their right mind knew that was the play,
yeah.
And I think that's the line they used. Well, they expected it. So instead, you throw a ball over the middle to get intercepted and cost the game.
It's crazy.
It just goes to show. Egos, just like the one you have, gets in the way. Your ego writes checks that your checkbook can't cash.
So in this case, the one play is the whole game.
It was a whole
in
career.
This case, yes.
It was a season. I mean, it changed the
in
whole...
In this case, yes, because, A, the game... It ended the game.
Well, I would say it's deeper than that. I would say it even ended the run because Seattle was dominant. Yeah. Their crowd base was the 12th man. They were so loud. They were imposing. It literally left the passion left the fans when that happened, and then the dynasty shifted to Kansas City, and they kind of took over the reins and put together this
Patrick program. Mahomes had nothing to do with the switch over.
But I mean, each city goes through these waves, right? Where like they're dominant, like Dallas was dominant.
All right, I'm sure you were doing some 47-yard run or 612-mile run or
pull-ups,
you know, whatever.
Pull-ups.
But I did work. I was doing research for this radio broadcast today, and I watched the very emotional retirement speech of Jason Kelce.
Are you like your big tough football guys showing emotion on public TV?
I don't have a problem with it. You know, that's the whole thing that Covington has said, the Batty has said, you know, that stigma that big, strong, buff can't show emotions and stuff. And again, don't get me started because I'm going to piss more people off with this thing you gave me. I have no problems with it. I don't think it makes Jason or Travis or either, because they both were tearing up. It was an emotional thing.
I loved it.
You know,
I loved it.
You know, guys tear up when it's on to people. You know, he's moving on. The next chapter of his life. The thing that is typical of Philadelphia and Cleveland Heights. You notice he was in like a tank top. You know, it was a short sleeve.
Yeah, he dresses like you.
Hey.
You guys are both from the same city of brotherly love.
Well, no, he's not from the city of brotherly love. He's from Cleveland.
But his identity is. He'll always be an Eagle, Philadelphia.
He will. And he addressed that. And he addressed that. You know, when Brian Kelly came to wherever he went to college, I don't remember, he said that was the greatest thing for his career. And not because it was Brian Kelly. It was one of the other coaches, I think it was the strength and conditioning coach, who came up to him and said, I don't know if linebacker's for you. I think you'd be a great center. And Jason's like, are you nuts? I'm not playing on the offensive line. And he said, obviously, that set him apart. The thing that I liked about, you know, and I haven't watched any of the radio shows. I've watched the reels because that's about as long as my attention can stay. And he ended his press conference. It was towards the end. So for those fact checkers, you know, that continue to harass and hate me, A, keep it up. And B, it was towards the end. It might not have been the last. I think the last thing he said is, I'm out. But just before then, he said, I'm very overrated. And then walked away. Which I found funny.
But I love the fact that big, tough guys playing at the highest level are raw and open, because there's such a stigma with like student athletes, especially, and professional athletes, that they can't show weakness because they're afraid of losing airtime.
That's not
play
weakness.
Time. Or well, but if they see that they're not stable, or they're a leader of a team, or a captain of a squad, if they show that they're going through stuff, they might get, you know, there's people right on your heel steps trying to take your job every day.
Absolutely.
The pressure to stay, the financial.
I'm just very fortunate. It's you trying to take my job, so I'm safe.
Well, but the financial like burden of, you know, these guys.
No, for sure.
Do you ever listen to rap music?
No.
Okay, there's a guy named Biggie Smalls, Notorious B.I.G.
Well, there was a guy.
Christopher Wallace. He had so many names, like a lot of names. But Christopher Wallace had a song, and then the line says, you either slang crack rock, or you have a wicked jump shot. And the point is that in those economic situations, in those communities, the only way out of it was to either play professional sports or to turn to the street life. So the burden of being the provider and getting your family out of that situation, I just saw a LeBron James story about how his mom was a single mom. And, you know, he literally took his family out of that situation. Now, is he the GOAT? Just beat 40,000 points. I mean, he's got all the records. He's got the hardware.
I saw a meme. I did see a meme that the NBA presented Michael Jordan like a trophy when he broke 30,000.
Okay.
I think LeBron kind of got like sideswiped because they didn't. They didn't make a big deal of it.
Is he not the GOAT?
I don't know.
Really?
I don't know. I mean, we can argue it.
Let's talk four top sports, okay? Basketball, football, hockey, baseball. Wayne Gretzky, your GOAT in hockey?
Yeah.
Who was just with our friend, yeah. Martin Gramatica, over at
I texted Martin. Thanks for letting me know.
No doubt.
Yeah, the great one was here for Cooper's fishing tournament.
Man, I would love to get that guy on my truck.
I've met him.
Yeah.
Good guy.
It would be like the Wayne G-Nat.
Okay, go ahead. Next one.
E. So the next one at baseball. Who's your GOAT?
You know, one guy. Team sport is hard to call a GOAT.
You're right. Ryan Sandberg. Who? Basketball, Ryan Sandberg.
Who?
Who?
Ryan Sandberg. Played second base for the Chicago Cubbies.
No, he didn't.
Ryan Sandberg is my favorite baseball player of all time.
He did not play second base for the Chicago Cubs.
Ryan, text me. Gotcha. The E silent.
What are you saying? He couldn't play?
No, his name was not Ryan. It was?
Ryan.
Ryan Sandberg. That's a cool name.
And you know the whole story about Sandberg. No. Do you know the story about Sandberg?
No.
All right. Where did Sandberg come from?
Tennessee?
No. He came from the Philadelphia Phillies.
Okay.
As an add-on, as a throw-in.
Okay.
In a trade.
Oh, okay.
I believe it was the Larry Boa trade. And they threw Ryan Sandberg in on the deal.
How's that affect you as a pro athlete? If you're a
throw-in. Being traded?
Yeah, I'm going to throw in, like, some star gets traded, and then you're like, oh, it's not enough value.
You think Sandberg's upset about it? Look at how it played out. I've told you this story before. Thanks for tuning in. Tito Landrum once got traded from the St. Louis Cardinals to the Baltimore Orioles for a player to be named later.
Okay.
Guess who the player was named later?
Himself.
Tito Landrum. He got traded for himself. He got traded to Baltimore, and it was probably all worked out and whatever. I knew him when I was bat boy for the Cardinals in A-ball.
Speaking of trade, I'll trade you my collectible A's hat.
What makes it collectible?
Or your U.S. veteran hat.
What makes it collectible?
It's out of business.
And no, you're not a veteran. It's
going out of business.
The only way that I know you can spell veteran is because it's on the front of my hat. Yeah, exactly.
You know, speaking of words that are hard.
And hurtful.
How come when you drive down the left-hand side of the road, all the marketing reads left to right, like the correct way of the English language? But when you look to the right, all the signage is reversed? Like, why doesn't the brain on the right-hand side, it should be, you know?
More importantly, who reads signs when they're driving?
Well, I was doing that.
I don't. Hi, let's hit a break. Coming to you live from the studio. It may become permanent.
What's that?
The studio.
Yeah.
Even though I have some offers of other places.
It's nice here. And it's kind of like the Italian feel. Like you're sitting around a round table. Yeah,
If you're going to do it, at least be honest. Say the truth.
Put out the hit, Tony.
You've bonded. It's Matt Squared. You know.
Oh, speaking of bond, I got something to tell you after the break.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator.
And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Lance Parrish from the 84 World Champion Detroit Tigers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Saturday, March 9th, UFC megastar Sean O'Malley rematches the only man to ever beat him, Marlon Chito Vera. Dustin Poirier returns against Sergey Benoit Saint-Denis. Heavy hitters collide in Burns versus Della Maddalena. And Michael Venom Page makes his UFC debut against Kevin Holland. UFC 299, live at Kaseya Center in Miami. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Larry Boeft, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Look at Matt from behind the board trying to get an attaboy. Did you just hear the liner?
Yeah.
Larry Boa.
Yeah, I know. He's paying attention.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he pays attention more than you do.
Well, he's our only fan. He's the only like that I see.
Speaking of fan, another event that's happening, I believe it's this Friday, is the annual, because last year was the first one.
Okay.
So now it's the annual NHL Tampa Bay Lightning fan, Ring of Honor, whatever it's called over there.
For the Lightning, it should be a Rink of Honor, shouldn't it?
Rink, yeah, Rink of Honor.
Rink of Honor. Let's make that a thing, the Rink of Honor.
Do you have any idea who's going in?
Oh, Andrew Chuck.
Only because you just heard Google.
No, but I saw him getting fitted for his suit. Well, or I don't know if they fit you for your sweater.
Yeah,
but
it should be sweaters.
You need a tailor for your sweater. And, but that's when you know you made
and
it.
And Brad
in life.
Richards.
Oh, Brad was a beast.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Oh, good. You know, great, legendary Tampa Bay Lightning players.
True. I agree.
I don't know. Was Andrew Chuck a legendary Tampa Bay Lightning player?
Tampa Bay Lightning, yes.
You think?
I don't think NHL.
Well, no, he is a NHL because he's in the Hall of Fame.
Well, yeah. But.
You know, he came here at the end of his career and helped put him over the top.
If you're in the Hall of Fame in the league, you're obviously in the Ring of Honor of your local team that you played for.
Well, no. He played for like 400 teams.
That's true.
Played for Buffalo. I believe he played up in Canada.
You're not going to put Brady in your Ring of Honor for the Bucks?
I don't think he should be. He will be.
He won a championship.
There's plenty of people that were on that team that won a championship.
He made Shaq Barrett a legend.
According to the guy on my Facebook page. Even though one had nothing to do with the other. No, I would not put Tom Brady in the Ring of Honor. That's me.
You know who two legends are that I was watching a video the other day? Johnny Manziel. Who is your Heisman Trophy winner, a legend at Texas A&M.
Uh-oh, somebody's piping in.
Yeah, and just to clarify, six teams over the career for Dave Anderchuk, his last 4 years here in Tampa.
See, I said that. I said 612 teams.
Got a
stat guy. It's a difference of
now?
A couple numbers. Yeah.
Well, you were close on the number, though. 1,639 games.
See?
Over six teams.
What the hell's going on here? We're like professional now?
I have to tell. Well, I didn't want to tell you this publicly.
Okay.
You've been lowered another notch.
Dang it.
Now, Matt is still at that same number four or five. It's just not you.
Well, I might be lowered a notch or two, but you know who's climbing up to 10 feet? It's the USF Bulls are cutting down nets. 15 consecutive games in a row that are just sold out arena last night. I saw your boy, Jay Retcher. I don't know if we're boys, but I like Jay.
You're not.
But, I mean, we're not really close. But I like him.
He's never really liked you.
I like his beard.
Yeah.
I'm a tough guy to like.
He's a good kid.
Well, I'm a tough person to like. You know, because a lot of jealousy. Like,
no, is that what it is?
They don't like my tattoos.
Don't like you because you're tattoos.
They don't like my long hair. They don't like my biceps.
I didn't think your hair's long.
They don't like
didn't think you had biceps. Go ahead. What else?
They don't like my radio show.
Well, I don't blame them there. I didn't know you had one.
They don't like my boss, you know.
That's definitely true.
But congratulations to the Bulls. You know, it's one of those kind of things. One program catches fire, and then it seems like it ignites and spreads a culture between the coaches on a campus. So, you know, I'm excited to see what the football team does this year. Last year, the football team won the first bowl game in like 6 years. They, you know, they put together a winning record.
I agree with you in certain aspects of what you just said. When my brother played at Alabama, and Alabama is known for one thing and one thing only.
Football.
Football.
Bear Bryant football.
And, well, then Gene Stallings football, and then Nick Saban football. Football is Alabama. My brother told me on a regular basis, Gene Stalling would come to the baseball games and support the baseball team. And he said that that just jacked up the team so much. You know, it's a football school.
Yeah.
Proven. But for them to come and for him to come. So even though I was going to disagree with you, there is an aspect of that that can trickle down. You know, now let's, you know, the football team looks at how good they played the basketball team. We can't let them out top us. They're basketball.
Yeah.
And then one of the football players cries, and then it all works out well.
I tell you, from being with Steve Spurrier, I mean,
is he a crier?
He, man, he's just a legend. I mean, you talk about legend, like we talk about it a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot. But to be in the presence of greatness and...
It's okay. Stop. Well, enough already.
I was talking about me and this guy. But when you're in the presence of greatness and you see the way people react around it, it's pretty powerful.
All right. I'm going to be Debbie Downer, negative Nikki, whatever. Nobody knows these people. Okay? So everybody looks up to whoever, not knowing, not that they need to know, you know, their home life, their this. And I've always said that doesn't come into play for me. You know, good guy, bad guy, doesn't matter. It's what you do on the field, on the air, you know, at the school, you know, whatever. Nobody knows what's happening behind closed doors and at the house and, you know, at the whatever. Right. I'm just saying nobody knows.
Sure, the personal life.
They just know either the persona,
right,
or they know they've heard.
I agree.
I heard this guy is.
Sure.
You know, a lot of people heard that I'm an ass. Doesn't mean I am. They've just heard it.
Sure.
Stop spreading that rumor. Well,
it's such an easy one to spread. And there's so many
I'm
people,
offended that you keep so telling people that.
So many people have that same sentiment. Hey. But Johnny Manziel is going to boycott the NCAA and the Heisman ceremonies until Reggie Bush, a legend at USC, a fellow Trojan like myself, was stripped of his Heisman trophy for receiving money back before NIL deals were legal and it was acceptable. But his family received gifts and free rent and things of gifts and value. We saw it with Cam Newton at Auburn. I mean, his dad was out there, you know, striking up deals. They went undefeated at Auburn University. And then speaking of Cam Newton, he is now hopefully going into the boxing or combat after he took on 7 people who attempted to jump him last week. He didn't even drop his hat.
Let's start with the story that you first talked about.
Reggie Bush.
Who?
Johnny Manziel.
Who?
Reggie Bush. The push tush?
No. Well, first of all, he's not the push tush. But
who's the push tush?
That's Philadelphia.
What?
The push tush is what they do in Philly.
I thought he, you know, Matt Leinart pushed him into the goal line.
My question is, who started this? About Reggie Bush?
Johnny Manziel.
Who?
The legend.
Who?
Johnny Manziel.
Who?
Johnny Football.
Nobody cares if he shows up.
Man, he's better than Baker and everybody else out there. Put him in.
Obviously not.
He wasted so much talent.
Yeah.
But he was open with it. He talked about his problems. Like, you know, you give a young kid that kind of money.
Absolutely.
And that kind of star power, yep, without the guidance.
Yep.
And he came from money. His parents were well-to-do. They lived in a nice golf course. And
I've always said that, you know, it's shocking. I don't think fans and or media have really thought about this. You know, 19-year-old kids, 20-year-old kids, 21-year-old kids, thrown into the limelight, being interviewed by people that you may or may not make them cry, have more money than they've ever had. Well, it depends on what college you went to.
More money than the coaches. More money than the staff.
Depends on what college you went to.
Telling them what to do.
Right.
Right.
So, you know, the maturity of a lot of these players, I think, is rarer. You know, it's harder to stay grounded when you have all this money. So I get all that Johnny Manziel stuff. But A, not a legend. B, I don't think anybody's going to miss him if he doesn't show up. I'm just saying. Okay. I'm not trying to be
you know,
I don't think when they do like those commercials or they do the Heisman Nights or whatever, if 6 of the 100 don't show up, They're not going to miss you.
But you went back. You talked about the stats. You don't care about that. You don't care about the person and all the other stuff. Like, it's only about the numbers. You're a media guy. You're a journalist guy. So does Reggie Bush deserve his Heisman Trophy based on what he did on the field?
No.
Forget the Pete Rose, like, moral BS.
No.
Reggie Bush doesn't deserve his Heisman Trophy for that season.
No.
Name another player that year that was dominant. That was that even close.
There's rules. If there's not rules, it's going to be what this country is right now. There's rules. They broke the rules. Pete Rose, arguably one of, if not my favorite, one of my favorite baseball players.
So rules are made.
Broke the rules are made to be broken?
To broken, but or bent, right? But what about evolution? Things change. Laws get passed. Things like once were legal for charges of marijuana or possession are now legal in communities. Go back and release people. Go back and forgive people. And if the policies change because people have realized that, hey, there's a better way.
That it's a stupid rule.
Then they should issue his Heisman back to him because the policies change. NIL deals, these kids are making $5, $6, $10 million.
I understand that.
As a college player.
It doesn't make it right that you broke the rule.
They're never going to leave college.
They're never going to.
You're paid right. $10 million to stay
absolutely.
In college. Animal House and all the legendary house parties. And
the female basketball player said, no, I'm staying another year. I can make more money in college.
If I got paid $1 million in college, I'd have $7 million.
All right, that's at the bottom of the hour break. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator.
Pretty Bird.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, hi, this is Mike Schmidt. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Roasted Whisk Gift Box Company is an online specialty gift box company specializing in corporate gifting, creating a fun and unique gifting experience for your clients, vendors, or employees. Gift boxes could include specialty coffees or teas, mugs, espresso-infused baked goods, scented candles, and many more options. Check us out at roastedwhisk.com. Roasted Whisk on all social platforms.
It all starts here. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars along the spectacular waterfront of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg. Are you ready? Be here. March 3rd to the 5th, the NTT IndyCar Series headlines an action-packed weekend of racing under the sun.
Scott McLaughlin, he is now an IndyCar race winner!
Advance tickets start at $25. Get yours now. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, March 3rd to 5th. Be here.
Banners, car wraps, and printing. Oh my. Banners, car wraps, and printing. Oh my. For all of your banners, car wraps, and printing, call Compass Banners, Printing and Wraps at 727-522-7414 for all your signage and promotional needs. Every sign tells a story. Every wrap makes a statement. Find us on Facebook. Visit our website at compassbanners.com or call 727-522-7414. Banners, car wraps, and printing. Oh my.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Raleigh Fingers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All And we're back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from the studio.
See, Matt keeps trying to, you know, playing rocking music, doing all that.
He's trying to keep you here.
As we continue to get ready for Saturday down in Miami, UFC 299. Can't wait. I know somebody else who can't wait. She's on the line with us right now. Macy Barber. Macy, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. Welcome back. I know I always ask this and start with this. It's another fight week. Do you try to change them up a little, or is it, you know, you have a schedule and that's how you get through the next couple days?
I honestly, I like to kind of go with the flow. The fight week, typically on Wednesday, is like the main schedule that we have. So we have all of our, you know, media and photo shoots and all of that. But for the most part, I like to not have too much of a routine because, you know, things happen and times change and all that. So try not to get too caught up in everything having to be perfect.
I always say, you know, this is a work week. You know, it's not vacation. You know, maybe the media thinks it is when they come down as media and I'm media. You know, hey, it's Miami. Let's go do this. Let's go do that. How do you, A, control that? It's a work week. You don't need to go out and do things. But even more so when it's in a city like Miami.
Honestly, I was thinking about this just the other day. I was talking about this to someone. I was like, look, this is a job for me, and I'm going out here to do everything that I've been working for to do. And after that, we can celebrate. But it's totally true. Like, this is the time where it's like everything matters. And I'm so dialed in. And we don't have time to be super energetic and go have fun. It's like, this is our job. We're going out here to hurt this girl. And anything after that can happen.
So Macy, I'm on your Facebook page. And your caption at the top says, living life and chasing dreams. And I love that because I'm a really big believer in you got to believe in yourself first before you go on. I just saw Lorenzo Hunt last night. And, you know, he had a dream. He told me his dream. But a lot of people don't put the action and the work to make it real. How did you get your start in UFC or MMA?
I mean, it's been a really fast track. I started fighting. I got my debut and then that was my amateur debut, and then I went pro right after that. I had 4 or 5 professional fights in LFA, and then I got on the Contender Series and was signed to the UFC by 19 and made my debut by 20. So it was super fast track. I've grown up in the UFC, and it's been incredible.
So was it more of a belief in yourself, or was it like a coach that said, hey, I really see something powerful in you, like you should really explore this, like, or was it your own desire to make this your career?
Yeah, this is my dream. I started in martial arts when I was 3 years old, and so I've been in the gym for a long time. But I told my parents I wanted to fight, and they were the ones that got behind me. You know, my dad and my mom, and they backed it, and they were like, okay, if you're going to do this, we're going to get you with the right people. And so it was kind of from there. But at the end of the day, like, the ultimate, I want to fight, and I want to do this, it came from, you know, inside me.
How did you know that at such a young age? We just had an IndyCar driver on who said he started in, you know, go-karts at 4. How did you know at 3, 4 years old?
I mean, I didn't know that it was going to be my whole life and my career, and I was going to fight when I was 3. You know, you don't know anything at 3, right? You know? But I started in karate and martial arts when I was 3. And I made that decision. I was like, you know, when Rhonda started fighting and around the time I think I was 13, maybe 14 years old, and I remember watching, and I was like, okay, I'm in martial arts, I'm competitive, I love this, and that was kind of like a dream at first, but after a few things in my life had happened, I was like, no, this is what I'm going to do, and this is all I want, and this is all I'm going to have for a career, so kind of a long process, and how I got to be like, this is my career, but it's always been martial arts in my life.
It's definitely done you well. Kind of a quick side story. So my daughter has done a little training, not much, and you know, she can do 3, 4, 5 things. It kept every boy away from her in college.
Yeah. I honestly didn't have time for like friends and hanging out and like any of that. Like, I just never had the time for it, and I guess it wasn't like my focus, like my dream and my focus, like instantly from such a young age was I want to be in the UFC and I want to be a UFC champion. So it's been like that ever since.
What was it like the first time, whether it was Topps back then, and then it went over to Panini. Now I think it's going, you know, to somebody else. When you saw the, you know, your first trading card, or the first time, you know, on that screener down on ESPN, and it says, you know, Macy Barber fights on Saturday.
Super surreal. I mean, it's kind of like it's still to this day, you know, when you see the cards, when you have someone come up and ask you for a picture, ask you for your autograph, like, it's really crazy to see, because a lot of times, you know, when we're in the gym, it's a humbling experience, you know, when you're just training and trying to get better and not always having a ton of success. And then all of a sudden you're at fight week and it's like people are asking for pictures and autographs and signing cards, and you see your face on a card and it's like, oh, wow, like, I put in that work. And it's just kind of like that reassurance.
Do the athletes have a say in what photo each of these trading card companies use?
No, we don't.
So Macy, so my question is going to be, like, not only are you, like, you know, a good fighter, you're 13-2. I mean, you're an amazing fighter. I go on Facebook pages of our guests when we interview them, and most of them have like a fight poster, but the rest of it's like fishing and hunting. And your page is dedicated to the craft, to what you do in the UFC and in martial arts. So what can you tell not only our fans, but the 370,000 followers you have on Instagram? What do you like to do outside of the octagon?
Well, I mean, you mentioned hunting and fishing. I do that. I just don't post a lot about it because I feel like my page is specifically to my career. But I definitely love to spend time outside.
And are you a collector? Do you collect memorabilia? Do you have anything that you keep, your fight shorts or gloves? Do you give stuff away to charity? Do you save it all in a box?
Or I'm even going to throw one more in. Is there something that you would like to acquire? Is there some item or favorite whatever that you'd like to acquire at some point?
I'd like to acquire that belt.
Whoa.
But as far as collecting, I mean, I've kept every single fight kit that I have ever had. It's all intact, gloves, swords, everything. And typically when the UFC takes back a piece of our clothing, I end up figuring out a way to get it back. Like, I end up having to buy it back. But I've tried to keep all of my fight kits together, and that's the plan through my entire career.
Typically, I tell, you know, whoever I'm talking to, you know, I have a lot of friends in low places, and I've been able to acquire certain things that, you know, the athlete says, if I could, and I'm able to hunt it down, I can't help you with the belt. That's all on you.
That's all good.
That's a great answer.
Belt, don't worry.
And knowing you, because you've done our show numerous times, that's the way you would want it. You don't want help in that. That's all going to be you and your talent.
Yeah, but I have help in that. You know, it's not just a me thing. I have the coaches, and I have all the support behind me. So I do actually have help in getting the belt, and that's from the coaches that I have.
Give me your thoughts on the main reason we're talking on your opponent Saturday night when you get back in the octagon. Big event, UFC 299 down there in Miami.
Honestly, it's a great fight. It's a great fight for me to really put my stamp in and put my hand on the table for the belt. You know, it's for my rematch with Alexa Grasso, and this is the fight that, you know, is a stadium fight. So when I go out and finish Caitlin, it's going to be hard to deny me of that.
What's that walk like? You know, what's running through your mind, if anything? You know, are you so focused you're not thinking? Are you thinking in previous ones? Because obviously we don't know about Saturday until Saturday. But what's that walk typically like for you?
You're in the zone. You know, you're in a flow state, and you kind of enter it right even before you get into the actual fight. And while you're walking in to the cage, it's a real moment of, you know, soaking up the energy, soaking up all the crowd and the positive vibes from the arena, and just knowing that we put in all the work and it's time to go out and prove it.
You know, like I was told back in the day from Eve Edwards, all the work is done. Your reward is Saturday. That's Christmas morning. That's summer vacation. That's the whole nine yards on Saturday.
Yep. Exactly.
Thank you, as always, for your time. I know we have your address. We're going to send you another care package from 8 Man Strong, a package from Bucked Up Energy Drink, as well as a gift certificate from Whiskey Box, which makes custom coffees and teas, and all of that will be in the gift certificate that I send.
And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to nominate you for top contender for the greatest answer for our memorabilia question.
It is.
We have.
Let's go.
It's number two. It's number two.
You think number one? You think? Tell her number one real quick.
All right. So number one real quick. I also do an NFL. I did an NFL show, and we'd have a different NFL player on. So a good friend of mine, Leonard Westert, is like, I don't want anything. I don't need anything. And I kept pressuring him. Kept pressuring him. He was okay. Jesus Christ sandals.
Hey. There you go.
It's hard to top, but the belt is 1A. How about that?
The answer.
It is 1A.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I love it.
Macy, thank you very much for your time. Have fun on Saturday.
Thank you, guys.
Take care. Macy Barber, been on the show. I was going to do it really corny and say, in the future, we're going to send you, because her nickname is The Future. All right, let's go hit our final break of the afternoon, coming to you live from the studio. I think we may be here next week.
It's permanent.
Yeah.
It was comfortable.
Matt's starting to grow on me.
I like it.
And I don't mean you.
Oh.
We'll be right back.
You can't see me.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Winnie the Pooh, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Say goodbye to outdated equipment and welcome the latest smart technology into your home. With CoolBreeze AC, you can effortlessly control the temperature and create the perfect environment from anywhere at any time. Call CoolBreeze today at 727-954-3605.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Richard Karn from Home Improvement, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, Matt let me down. Matt's been on it for 2 hours and 43 minutes.
I've been focused today.
Not you.
Oh.
No, not you. Matt blew it. He had those notches going up, but then I made a reference that he didn't catch, and he didn't respond to.
Oh, he's not paying attention right now?
Yeah, see, he's not even listening.
Maybe he's asleep.
He's not even listening.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Get another board guy, probably. didn't you order one on Amazon?
We're supposed to be here today, so I wouldn't have been here. But, I made that reference to Motorhead and Triple H and time to play the game.
Does anybody know Motorhead, though? I mean, if you played a Motorhead song, would I know it off of the melody? Is this something like instantly recognizable? I might not know the name. You have, like, friends and, like, Cheap Trick?
Friends, yeah. He's the lead singer of Cheap Trick.
That guy.
Yeah, that guy.
So I don't know any songs by them.
How about this one? We're waiting for an answer, Matt. Do you know it?
I don't recognize the melody, but I predict that the drummer is Mickey D.
I don't know anything about it, but hey, it sounds pretty good.
That's Ace of Spades by Motorhead.
There you go, Ace of Spades. Oh,
I think that's not
the one I requested, but okay, thank you.
Well, no, I was answering Matt's question. Hold on.
Why would you answer his question?
Well, I'm the star.
Well, no. He said he was looking. He might recognize the song by melody. That's what I was doing. This one I know. He knows.
Ace of Spades. Like this.
He just dropped another notch.
Yeah. This one I know. You know.
Ace of Spades.
It's time to play the game.
I think. But I think Bret Hart, BKFC champion, has an Ace of Spades tattoo. I think she has a spade tattoo. So Motorhead made an impression.
You know, a lot of people know about Motorhead. I'll be honest with you. I didn't. I interviewed the lead singer. to this day, I have no idea what he said to me in an 8 or 10 minute interview. But then, you know, once connected with the old neighborhood buddy.
I was told that he had
that
his
would be
own
Steve, by the way.
Jack and Coke drink. He had his own liquor, a whiskey and soda.
Don't know nothing about
named
it.
Named after Lemmy, or maybe marketed it or sold a package deal.
I had an egg omelet in Jacksonville named after Lemmy.
Okay.
Lemmy is pretty, you know.
He was known.
You know, which again, I didn't know much about Motorhead, but I know the story. I've told it numerous times about that time to play the game. And
now, when we're in L.A. for Knucklemania 4 at the end of April, can we go to a Whiskey a Go-Go? Like, the legendary.
Or the Rainbow Room.
Rock and Roll Bar.
Yeah, it's right down the street. I won't Sunset be out Boulevard. In L.A. Are you going? Are you flipping
I've
mats?
I've been to Whiskey.
Are you flipping mats at BKFC Knucklemania 4?
I'm the mat guy.
Yeah.
And the mat pack has got to reassemble.
You have fallen. Matt behind the board is the leader of the mat pack.
No, he's not the leader.
Yeah, he is.
He could be like an assistant, like a producer.
Yeah.
Can't be.
I don't know. I don't look that far in advance on my schedule.
When has he ever said anything that's funny? Like, just look at him. Look at his face.
Don't entice him.
Just look right in his eyes.
Don't entice him.
When's the last time he made you giggle?
Just
go ahead. I'll wait.
About the last time you did as well.
When's the last time you saw him wear an outfit to, like, you know, to be safe? When have you ever seen him wear a helmet?
He's wearing a sarcasm shirt. What's wrong with him?
Yeah, the shirt reads sarcasm, just one of my many talents.
Yeah, there you go. I need that shirt.
Not funny. Not funny.
It's not funny, but it's true.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't have to be funny. It just has to be truthful.
In order to be entertaining, you have to be funny.
Not necessarily.
I mean, hostile radio is a good one. I mean, like, being just two grumpy guys just arguing over how many shots you took from the sand bunker, I think is great content.
Why do you keep bringing up other stuff to start
harassment?
Because I saw a picture
of you laying in the sand.
I was not laying in the sand.
I thought you were at the beach. I didn't realize you were on the golf course.
I was not laying in the sand.
You were laying.
And it was not me.
There was an umbrella. I figured you'd be there a while.
Starting next week, we'll be giving away a pair of tickets to the Tampa Bay Rays every week.
They start serving you drinks while you're in the sand bunker. You know you've been there too long. Another round, sir? It's like the Vinoy.
It's not funny. See,
full service.
It's Matt behind the board with a sarcasm shirt is better than your stupidity. What's our line? What's our line this week? Can you give me the line?
People are this stupid.
People are this stupid.
Well, can I
and play? When I say people, I mean you.
When do I get to play golf? When do I get to challenge you?
Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Let's play for real.
Game. All kidding aside.
Yep.
Playing you golf doesn't interest me.
What challenge can we do?
Spending time with you doesn't interest me.
You can be part of the Gladiator Challenge.
This 3 hours is the most painful thing of mine during the week.
That's absolutely a false statement. Where's the bell? Didn't go off.
That just shows you how awesome my life is.
The bell didn't ring.
With the exception of having to spend 3 hours with you.
I mean, you wait 3 hours for a contractor to come back and
normally,
give you a quote.
Normally, I complain that you walk in at the last minute. I'm really thankful of that.
I came early.
No, I'm saying it cuts down our
Time together. I think we're getting closer. Feel that bond. Speaking of bond, I told you earlier.
James?
Apparently, James Bond had a house in Venetian Isle in really? St. Pete. It was the largest house. It still is. It's on, I think he said, Connecticut Avenue. So, the biggest house in Venetian Isle in St. Pete, James Bond owned. His son went to school here. And then my friend, old employee of mine who became a DJ, he goes by James Bond. I reached out to him the other day, talked to him. And I didn't realize that his music, his name, James Bond, is connecting people through music, which is what Lemmy and Three Steps Down and Taylor Swift and all these people do to really unite people globally. It's the music, and that's the talent. That's why that's why Michael Jackson was such a star. I mean, name one celebrity that is a bigger influence, besides Taylor, around the world than Michael Jackson. I mean, that guy created pandemonium. Like, I saw a video the other day. Pygmies in, like, villages know Michael Jackson. Do you know of a bigger star? Was Elvis bigger than Michael?
It was different times. You know, it's like comparing Babe Ruth to Bonds.
Who's your king of pop? Who's your king of music? Who's your Rushmore goat? Who's your number one?
As much as I don't like the stories, okay?
Okay.
About Michael Jackson, Anybody that's between the ages of when he was born and when he died and that moving on knows who he is. You know, his music, obviously iconic.
For sure.
And you would have to put him up there. But again, stories.
Do you think Michael was a good martial artist? I mean, he had the moves. He had the balance. Like the strength in the calves and the moonwalk.
No, I'll take Mike Perry over Michael Jackson. I've seen them both moonwalk in an octagon.
I mean, who is smoother? Anderson Silva with the front leg kick that Steven Seagal taught him.
All right, first of all, he didn't teach him.
Michael Jackson with the front leg kick with the smooth criminal.
I would feel safer having Michael Jackson moonwalk towards me or away from me than having Anderson Silva leg kick me.
He's got the spin kick.
I mean, speaking of the leg kick, we just I called a friend of mine.
Oh, yeah?
And asked Chuck Liddell to send me the photo of the leg and of who he blasted.
Did you see it?
Oh, it's bad.
It's brutal.
Yeah.
That's why I chickened out. I'd say right here, live on radio, I did not want that punishment.
Well, you didn't want that, and I also told Chuck, asked Chuck, because we're friends and we can speak this way.
I told him to break my leg.
If you do it, break his leg.
You told him that.
I did tell him
that's
that.
That's why I wear a suit of armor now.
Well, that's, first of all, your suit of armor wasn't going to stop a leg kick to break in your leg.
You know how hard it is to sit down in a metal suit? I mean, shout out to all the medieval gladiators and warriors. These guys, if this is really what they wore to stop arrows and like,
well, that would stop an arrow. Like, that hits you in the chest.
But, I mean, yeah, but what about my face?
Well, that's why you wear the stupid thing.
Oh, yeah.
I prefer you to wear it all the time around.
But it's so hard to move in this thing. It's not a great design.
All right, we've got a couple minutes left. UFC 299, if you want to pull up the fight card here real quick.
I'm not going. I don't care about your fight.
Pull up the fight card. The main event, your boy, your guy.
Sugar Sean O'Malley.
Against Chico Rivera. Thoughts?
It's going to be a close match. I mean, Vera beat him last time. So you've got the grudge, you got the history. I think Sean's a different fighter now than he was last time he fought.
Didn't he get hurt or something happened in the fight?
And I think he's got more confidence now.
Of course.
He's
been I don't know anybody, with the exception of Sean Strickland, that has more confidence than Sean O'Malley.
And and a guy from Montana, just another kid that came out with just a dream and put in the work and now is a superstar. So
co-main?
I don't have it yet.
How long does it? Don't you bring paperwork? Don't you bring? Oh, you're killing me.
It's hard to carry in a suit with no pockets. I'm on the wrong platform right now.
Oh,
go ahead, just keep talking.
Oh. It's yeah. We don't have enough time for you to fumble and bumble your way through there.
Words are hard, Randall.
You're killing me.
I'm looking it up. Google slow.
It's really not.
Zuckerberg. Did you see Zuckerberg was in the camp walkout for the last fight for Volkanovski?
Yeah.
And they didn't give him anything to hold. They just like, all the guys had like stuff.
Co-main event, Dustin Poirier.
Okay.
Against your boy, Saint-Denis.
Saint-Denis. Kevin Holland taking on Michael Page.
His inaugural UFC fight. Gilbert Burns, your boy.
Yeah, Gilbert Burns going back in to fight Jack.
Peter Yan returns.
It's a great, great fighter.
God, say who he's fighting.
I'm not touching that.
Okay.
Your heavyweight on your prelim title, your main card.
Razor Ramon.
That's Alameda. Flyweight women's, Caitlin Kuchikuti.
You're an idiot. People are so dumb. I don't know what my line I'm supposed to use, but people are so dumb.
Gets Macy Barber, the walk-off. I mean, with the answer. There's memorabilia, and you could have anything. What is it? It's like the belt.
Rafael Dos Anjos.
Yeah.
We like to call him RDA.
Versus Gamrot. Pedro Munoz.
The athlete formerly known as Kyler Phillips.
Why do you say that?
Because he didn't answer his phone.
Yeah, I had a question for him about the four corners. He had a picture. Only one comment from Daniel Cormier says, some complimentary of like, he's a beast or he's a killer.
Who's Cormier arguing with now?
Everyone.
No, yeah, he just had seats going off on somebody else.
Well, I think it's one of those things where he doesn't feel like he gets the respect. I mean, if you talk about great champions or best top five, Cormier is never mentioned. And it's because John Jones overshadowed that era where everybody knows that John Jones was the real.
Daniel Cormier was the second best fighter in the weight class.
Right.
He couldn't beat John Jones.
That's it.
You know, anybody who says Daniel Cormier wasn't successful, B, wasn't talented, and C, would be considered in the Mount Rushmore of light heavyweight.
But I think you have the same thing in the BKFC right now. You're going to have Lorenzo vacating two belts, two different divisions, and someone's going to be a belt holder in those divisions, but it's a placeholder.
But
Lorenzo, he's still the best to do it at that weight class.
That's true.
But he would just have to wait to come back to a different weight cut.
He was the best at those weight classes. He's giving up the belt.
But you think Cormier's championship is as distinguished as, let's say, John Jones, as unified or undisputed as the best in to do it in that class, like, ever?
Not ever, because he's not the best ever.
I'm just saying it just tarnishes like
that. It doesn't tarnish anything.
Well, that's my opinion.
You're not allowed to have one here.
Incorrect.
You're not. There is nobody that's allowed to have an opinion.
Not a correct answer.
It's not right.
It's my opinion. I think that the Daniel Cormier championship is not as impressive as the John Jones.
It's not.
And I don't think that whoever wins in the BKFC is going to be as impressive as Lorenzo Hunt.
100% I agree with you.
Oh.
John Jones.
What'd you say?
John Jones is the greatest light heavyweight champion of all time.
You disagree with me?
But Daniel Cormier didn't need to beat John Jones. He's the next champion. He's the champion. He was the light heavyweight champion of the UFC, period. No, he's not as good as John Jones. It doesn't deteriorate his accomplishment as the light heavyweight champ when he was. He didn't have to beat John Jones. He was the champ. Tom Aspinall, he's the light heavy or the heavyweight
Aspinall
interim. Yeah, the fake belt. He doesn't need to beat John Jones. If John Jones walks away after he beats Stipe, he's still good. Tom will be your champion.
Did we become besties there?
No, not at all.
Come on.
See everybody next week. There'll be, I guarantee one thing.
Give it up.
There'll be one match here next week.
Give me knuckles.
See everybody next week.
Give it to me.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.